Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a famous historical event in your country. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about significant events or places in your home country. One common topic is describing a famous historical event. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a famous historical event in your country, the examiner is looking for your ability to recall and describe a significant historical occurrence, explain its importance and impact, use appropriate vocabulary and grammar, speak fluently and coherently. Let's break down the IELTS speaking test and explore how to tackle this topic in each part. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this part, the examiner may ask general questions about history or events. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you like learning about history? Sample answer, band 7-8. Absolutely. I find history fascinating because it helps us understand how our present world came to be. Learning about past events and figures gives me a sense of perspective on current issues. What's your favorite historical period? Sample answer, I'm particularly intrigued by the Renaissance period. The explosion of art, science, and philosophy during that time revolutionized European society and laid the foundations for many aspects of our modern world. Figures like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo continue to inspire us even today. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a famous historical event. Describe a famous historical event in your country. You should say what the event was, when it happened, why it is important, and explain how it has affected your country. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about the Declaration of Independence of Vietnam, which took place on September 2, 1945. This momentous event marked the birth of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam and the end of nearly a century of French colonial rule. The declaration was made by Ho Chi Minh, a revered national hero, in Hanoi's Ba Dinh Square. He read aloud the declaration, proclaiming Vietnam's independence and establishing a new government. This event is crucial in Vietnamese history because it signified the Vietnamese people's determination to be free from foreign domination. It laid the foundation for the modern Vietnamese state and ignited a sense of national pride that persists to this day. The declaration has profoundly affected Vietnam in numerous ways. It set the stage for the subsequent wars for independence and reunification, which shaped the country's development for decades. Today, it continues to be commemorated annually as our National Day, reminding us of the sacrifices made for our freedom and inspiring us to build a better future for our nation. Follow-up questions. How do people in your country commemorate this event? Sample answer. Band 8-9. The Declaration of Independence is commemorated with great enthusiasm every year on September 2nd, our National Day. There are elaborate parades in major cities, particularly in Hanoi, where military units and civilians march past Ba Dinh Square. Patriotic songs are performed, and the national flag is prominently displayed throughout the country. Many families gather to watch the televised celebrations or enjoy the public festivities in their local areas. It's a day that reinforces our national identity and reminds us of the value of independence. How has the teaching of this historical event changed over time? Sample answer, band 7-8. The teaching of the Declaration of Independence has evolved significantly over the years. In the past, it was primarily focused on the event itself and its immediate aftermath. However, in recent years, there's been a shift towards a more comprehensive approach. Now, students are encouraged to analyze the broader historical context, including the global political climate of the time and the long-term implications of the Declaration. There's also more emphasis on critical thinking, with students being asked to consider different perspectives on the event and its consequences. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. How important is it for people to know about their country's history? Sample answer, band 9. I believe it's absolutely crucial for people to be well-versed in their country's history. Understanding our past provides context for our present and helps shape our future. It allows us to learn from previous mistakes, appreciate our cultural heritage, and develop a sense of national identity. Moreover, historical knowledge equips citizens to engage more meaningfully in current political and social debates, as many contemporary issues have roots in historical events. Do you think the way history is taught in schools has changed in recent years? Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, I think there have been significant changes in history education. In the past, history lessons often focused on memorizing dates and facts. Now, there's more emphasis on critical thinking and analysis. Students are encouraged to examine primary sources, consider multiple perspectives, and draw their own conclusions. Additionally, technology has revolutionized history teaching, with interactive digital resources and virtual reality experiences making historical events more engaging and accessible to students. How do you think historical events shape a country's identity? Sample answer, band 9. Historical events play a pivotal role in shaping a country's identity. They often become part of the national narrative, influencing how a country sees itself and how others perceive it. Significant events, whether triumphs or tragedies, can foster a sense of shared experience and unite people across generations. They can also inform a nation's values and priorities. For instance, countries that have experienced colonization often have a strong emphasis on independence and self-determination in their national identity. Moreover, how a country chooses to remember and interpret its history can reveal much about its current values and aspirations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Momentous, adjective, momentous, very important or significant. Example, the fall of the Berlin Wall was a momentous event in German history. Pivotal, adjective, pivotal, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, the Industrial Revolution played a pivotal role in shaping modern society. To commemorate, verb, commemorate, to remember officially and give respect to a great person or event, especially by a public ceremony. Example, we commemorate the end of World War II every year on May 8th. To revolutionize, verb, revolutionize, to change something completely and fundamentally. Example, the invention of the printing press revolutionized the spread of information. To ignite, verb, innate, to cause strong feelings or reactions. Example, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand ignited World War I. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when describing historical events, prepare a range of historical events you can discuss confidently. Practice explaining the significance of these events clearly and concisely. Use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary related to history and societal change. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and examples to support your points. Stay informed about current interpretations of historical events to demonstrate critical thinking. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss historical events in your IELTS speaking test and achieve a high band score. For more tips on describing famous places and events in your country, check out our guides on describing a famous monument in your country and describing a place in your country that tourists love to visit. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.